we had blocked off 45 minutes for this, and we found that, no, we can't fit 2 hours of time into an hour and a half meeting. So I'm going to ask the candidates first. What I'd like to do is basically extend the meeting by about 15 minutes, go to about 8:45, which would give us that full 45 minutes, and then it'll be at your discretion if you want to stay around after that if we adjourn the meeting. As we said at the beginning of the meeting, we would like to keep this a moderated one just so everybody has an opportunity to have their question posed. If we do run out of time, we will submit questions directly to the candidates and then also give feedback to the general discussion group, the Yahoo discussion group, or if you would like it directly, we'll coordinate that back directly to you in addition to the discussion group. So just once again, as we have the cards around here, on 3x5 card, if you'd like your name attached, if you would like it, attached to the question, we can do that. What your question is your question for a specific candidate, seat, or all candidates? And please don't which candidates you would like to address the question, otherwise it will be posed to all candidates. So if you have a specific question, it will shorten it. We can get on to more questions also. And I would ask that as you fill out your questions, please pass them around. I will number them and be asking them as I receive them. Are there any questions or concerns, anything that you would like to have added to it?
Did everybody get a...
No. Okay. There should be some on the table. If not, we'll bring these around. Excellent. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody here. Again, thank you. This is by far and away the largest meeting we've had in quite a while. So it's nice to see lots of faces. Great to have the students. And in no particular order other than how they're sitting, I'd like to welcome Rick Thomas, Beth Moss, Johnny Winston Jr., Marge Passman, and Maya Cole. With that, what I would like to do is turn the floor over to them. They have about 3 minutes or so to present their stance, and then hopefully in that time we will have some questions gathered up so that we can start addressing them to the candidates. And we'll start right here. Maya Cole.
I always warn folks I'm Southern, so I don't have a sense of timing, but I'll try my best. Marge can throw something at me if she wants. I'm Maya Cole. I ran for school board last year, so you might recognize the name. This year I'm running for seat 5, which is being vacated by Ruth Robarts. Folks ask me, why is a mom of 3 boys under 10 running? Usually I'm running away from them, but I'm running for school board because I feel that public education is one of the most important things that we can devote our time to, especially for this city of Madison. Our public schools have a great reputation for educating kids, but as a parent who's been in the schools for a long time now, since my kids were little, the demographics have changed. The way we look at things as a nation about education has changed. We now live under a repressive regime of No Child Left Behind and state revenue caps and things like QEO and so forth. I have not given up that vision that we can still become this great education system. And that means that I've kind of used some of the energy that I have in the community. I'm a community volunteer. I volunteer on the Diversity and Inclusiveness Coordinating Committee for United Way. I've been trained as a facilitator at the YWCA, and I kind of got my feet wet in politics by being an activist at the state capitol. People would ask me a few years ago, why would a mom dragging her twin sons, who were 5, down to the state capitol to protest against concealed carry? That's because I'm driven, and I feel that it only takes a few people to make great things happen. Myself, along with others, went down there day after day, learned how to do press releases and so forth, and lo and behold, we stopped concealed carry along with a lot of other coalitions. So I'm a very strong proponent of coalition building. That said, there's something that keeps getting missed when it comes to school board races. We all will talk about our ideas, our experience, and so forth. But one thing I don't hear a lot of is what is the role of a school board? I think we miss out on that. The role of the school board is to provide that vision. The role of the school board is to make those hard decisions that no one else wants to make or that no one else wants to talk about. We have a school district that has a high percentage of poverty. I'm not afraid to talk about that because I was one of those statistics. I grew up fairly poor, free and reduced lunch, parents didn't graduate from high school. Now I can barely string a sentence together, but I graduated from college, and education is important. We need to have school board members that will go out in the community and work with coalitions and have that vision that everyone needs to get involved. Not just those that are professional educators, not just those that are politically motivated, but everyone. That's why I've gone to all the mayors. I went to Chief Noble Ray last year. I've gone to the district attorney. I've talked to people that are social workers. My feeling is that we talk to everyone and that we work with everyone. Our job as a school board, job one, is educating all kids, all kids. Our second job is that we create a system where someone's held accountable for the results. Now, folks get nervous when you say accountable these days. And what I want to challenge you is, why is it that with everything else that we put on the backs of teachers and kids, we don't hold the school board accountable? We don't hold the administration accountable? Those are things that I want to do. I want you to challenge me and hold me accountable for results. Do we have time?
About a minute over right now.
Okay. you tend to learn more about me as we answer questions, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now turn the floor over to Marge Patton.
Yeah, hi. I spent many an hour in this school. I've had two children who've gone through it. They've taken the advanced placement, they've taken the honors, and a son who figured out the closest possible A to a B that he could get. It made him a science for the rest of his life. They were involved in sports here. They were involved in the Regent Woods U here. They were involved in everything, and they look back at the school with very, very fond memories. So it's good to be back here. And I taught in Madison schools for 29 years. I taught first grade. I taught 3-4. I taught 4-5. I taught 7th grade. And the last, then I taught at Leopold, I taught at Marquette, I taught at Franklin and Randall and Midvale and Lincoln, and spent the last 20 years of my life and 10 years at Lincoln Elementary School and 10 years at Cherokee. And I started out teaching as a high school teacher in, guess where, I guess you can find from my accent, New York City. So I've sort of seen the whole gamut. And here I was leading this idyllic retirement when I decided to run for the school board, because I think it's the most meaningful thing anybody can do right now. Our schools are in crisis. We're in a financial crisis. We're heading towards a philosophic crisis. And I think we need someone on the school board now that represents education in the classroom. Someone who knows what goes on inside that room between the teacher and the child, and knows the kind of support staff that's necessary to teach that child, and knows what the needs are of that teacher. We should have a cross-section on the school board of our society in Madison. But one of the cross-sections should be somebody who knows what our schools are really all about. We're not going to have time to learn about our schools. We're not going to have time to think about them. We're going to have to lob off $10.5 million pretty quickly from this budget. And so you have to have someone who can hit the ground running and knows what's going on there. I am committed completely and totally schools being the great equalizer, of giving every child a chance to succeed. Every single child. And that means that every level of child must be challenged. Their needs must be met. Not at the exclusion of another child, but every child. And this is the great quandary we're going to face. How can we do it with limited funds? This is a problem. You bet. And those decisions are going to be incredibly agonizing. But at least I know what the bottom line is going to be. I will not, in any way, try to inflict any damage on that classroom. And that's where I stand, and that's what I'm going to say time and time and time again. Our schools have always been, in the history of our country, for every single child. And that's what we must continue to do. And that's what this city has always wanted of its schools, and always will. Thank you.
My name is Johnny Winston, Jr. I'm the current president of the school board. We have a meeting right now at the Doyle Building, and I'm going to leave all my long-windedness down there. I'm going to be brief here. You know, I did some of my best work right here in this room right here. I graduated from West High School back in 1986, and I just remember, you know, when you walk through the building, you just get nostalgic, and you just kind of feel like, wow, you know, be here. The lockers were, you know, felt bigger than or something. but you know, it's just wonderful to be back home. My daughter went to school here and graduated in 2004, and she is now an honor roll student at Alabama State University. You know, it's just, again, I think when I look at our school district, it has given me a lot. I'm a firefighter for the city of Madison. That's my full-time job. I've been able to serve you for the past 3 years, and I'm asking for your vote again on April 3rd to continue strong leadership on the school board. It's a tough job, I'll tell you. I think Ms. Passman has said it best in terms of, you know, we've got some really tough decisions to make, and I believe that we do need to have some experience on the board, and I'd like to believe that I do bring that experience. You know, this past year, we've really been proactive with the budget. I know, again, we have to make some strong decisions, but we've been very proactive. We've put together some goals that we wanted to do, so we've been proactive in analyzing the budget. We've also put together a task force to look at the equity of resources throughout the district to make sure that our students are receiving, students who are in challenged neighborhoods or students who have high concentrations of low-income students, make sure that they get the resources they need to be successful. We also are analyzing our suspension and expulsion data, so that we can make some changes in our code of conduct to make sure that our schools are safe. It was really nice to hear earlier when I walked in and you talked about the school dance and, you know, changes that are going to be made, because, you know, our kids need to have social outlets, and unfortunately they make mistakes, but I don't think everyone should pay for those mistakes. Let's make sure that, you know, our schools are safe and make sure that kids, you know, have opportunities to socialize. And also, we're also developing measurements in terms of our strategic plan to make sure that when we go back to the budget, make sure that we truly are addressing the needs of the budget and addressing the needs of the school. And finally, and lastly, we did evaluate the superintendent this year. I did have to lead that process. Look, I see everybody clapping. We did evaluate the superintendent. It was a board process. Everyone was involved. Our committees are involved. I'd like to think that in terms of leadership, I was able to give some leadership, and I have a master's degree in management, was able to use that degree to the fullest extent that I could. And again, it's just wonderful to be here this evening. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Beth Moss, and I'm running for C3 in the school board against Rick. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak to your group, and I also wanted to commend you on the dance plans. It sounds like you've really thought it out very well, and I'm so glad that the kids are going to be able to have a dance this spring. That's great. I'm an advocate for our kids and for our schools. We brought our family here to Madison because we wanted our kids to grow up and go to school in a diverse community, and we wanted them to go to schools that value educating all children. As a former classroom teacher, I also have empathy for the challenges that our teachers are facing. I have 2 7th graders at Jefferson Middle School. My son has special needs, and my daughter is rapidly developing, 13-year-old. And I bring a perspective that's not currently or nor has been represented on the board for a while. I participated in district, community, and statewide efforts to improve our education. I was one of the co-chairs for Community and Schools Together last fall, who worked to pass the school financing referendum, and we were wildly successful. I have been a PTO volunteer, a Schools of Hope tutor, MSDR club coordinator. I also supervise a club called A Helping Hand for Autism, which has been, it's in 2 middle schools now and 1 elementary school, and this has been held up as a model of student empowerment and initiative in the state. You know, the school board faces many issues. The budget is the most pressing. And I will provide hardworking, strong leadership to help the district tackle these challenges. Public education represents our hopes for the future and our children's future. It gives all children a chance to succeed and an opportunity to be contributing members of society. And I feel that that is our job. It is our job to help our kids to grow up, to want to contribute to our society, and to become taxpayers so that they can support their own kids' schools. And I really appreciate your support, and I hope everybody goes out and votes on April 3rd. So thank you.
All right. My name is Rick Thomas. I'm a parent here in Madison. I've lived here since 1990. Graduated UW-Madison, and I have a teaching degree, taught in a lot of different school districts around Madison. And I ran for school board because I am a concerned parent that I don't like the direction that our district is taking, and I'd like to see some fundamental changes be made. And essentially, when I decided to run, I came up with a series of four questions that I thought really came to the heart of what I was trying to do. And the first question I asked myself is, do we want a district that makes school safety and proper classroom conduct a priority? And essentially, I feel that we cannot seriously address student achievement until we address school culture. The poor behavior, I see, I do a lot of volunteer work in the schools, and there's a lot of great behavior going on, but there's also a lot of poor behavior. And it's really, really tough for teachers to teach when there's a lot of disruptions going on in the classroom. And I really feel that we need to address this issue and make it a real priority. Also, safety. I've been in contact with the police department and the school district, and I repeatedly told that things are improving and so much better than it was. When I asked them for any kind of numbers about the facts of what are you basing this on, essentially, I've been told repeatedly they don't actually have actual numbers, but they'll get back to me on that. So I'm still waiting. I'm sure I'll hear from them shortly. Second question I've been asking myself and asking people is, do you want a results-based curriculum or one that is based on what makes us feel good? And essentially, we talked about accountability. The results we've been having in our district, and it's just what they are, and I just want to make sure I have the exact numbers here right, that 25% of our students in the third grade level are not reading at grade level, and our students are performing in the bottom 30% statewide in math and in almost every other subject also. We must demand accountability from our school board, and I feel that I can do that. I feel that I was a former business owner, well, I still am a business owner, I guess, in the community, that accountability is really what it's all about. The buck stops here. The buck needs to stop with our school board. Next question I've been asking myself is, third, do you want a district that is open and honest in regards to budgeting and governance? And essentially, I will not take part in any behind-closed-door secret agreements that aren't in the best interest of students. This is open and honest government is something I firmly believe in, and I feel that it isn't happening in our district as much as it should be. They're getting better, but improvements definitely need to be made. In order to show my independence, I am not taking any PAC money or taking any loyalty oaths to any political parties. I feel we need to keep the political parties out of the school district so that we can concentrate on helping kids in our community. And finally, the last question I wanted to address was, do you want a district that values parent and student input and understands that the schools are part of the community as a whole? We need a district that responds to its students, parents, and teachers. We need a district that prepares all students for life after high school. We have the resources in this community. We just need to use them effectively. In conclusion, we need a dynamic district that responds to the needs of our students in an ever-changing rural economy. And I feel as the independent candidate, I can best represent the needs of our students first and foremost.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to jump in here. So far we have nine and a couple more here. So, just a second here.